bundles up into a large group. What do you call it? Use the terms. Stock or a shock. A shock of wheat.
Shock of wheat, yeah.
What is a shock of wheat exactly?
Storage. Storage bin.
It's just a storage bin of wheat?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. How much wheat an acre could people use to harvest, you know?
Or I don't know what to measurements are. It all depends on the condition of the soil, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Some more and some less.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But what do they use to measure wheat by? They would usually sell it by the
pound?
They'd sell it in a basket about this big.
50 pounds, 100 pounds, sacks?
Well, it would be in a basket about this high, about this big around. You know, you can go down to the market now and you can buy, not wheat, but you can buy fruits and, say, tomatoes, peaches,
and other things.
A crate is a long, low box like that. This is round.
A box.
This is round.
A carton.
What I was going for was bushel.
Bushel, yeah. Bushel basket.
Yeah.
If you don't have a basket anymore, just put it in a sack.
Oh, really? But they still sell wheat in that, don't they?
Yeah.
So you wouldn't know how many bushels are. Have any idea how many bushels of wheat people used to be able to harvest?
An acre of fruits, I don't know.
Why don't we take a break here?
Let me get you some.
Okay, let's see, we're on 629. Well, it'll be up to 900 before we know it. It shouldn't be too long. Okay, we got down to okay, what do you do when you have oats and you want to separate the grain from the rest of the oats? What do you do to it?
You shock it.
Oh, you do the same thing to wheat when
you
want
to same meal. Separate.
You do what to it?
Shock it.
Shock it? Okay, is threshing the same thing?
Yeah, friction.
Okay.
Movement.
Okay, what kind of instrument would you use to do that with?
In older days, you shock by hand.
Yeah.
And then they have machines that last 60 years to do it.
Okay. Okay.
Thrashers and combines and so forth.
Did you grow much oats around here?
Just for the stock, about all. And not commercialized so bad in this part of the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For the horses and all that stock, you know.
Okay. Okay, if you said that something belongs to you, you say, that belongs to me, that's, what one word would you use there?
That's my property.
Or one word, that's
my watch, or that's my diamond.
Okay, but if you say, that watch belongs to me, that's, what one word would you use there? That's mine.